Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Hi, Angela. My name is Charles Hagen. Back in December, I went through your company's website and thought I was getting a concealed carry permit.
Yes, sir. Let's get your zip code.
54153.
Your name?
Charles Hagen.
All right, one moment. And your
December
address.
14th,
I'm sorry.
At my bank.
Okay, and your address?
103 Sargent Avenue, Oconto, Wisconsin, 54153.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's take a look here. I could see that it was canceled, and you have two refunds on there, $19. And this was taken care of on the 2nd of February.
Two refunds for what?
Well, they were $19. There was a request. It shows here. Let's see. Let me go back and take a look. You call in and spoke with the company and had it canceled. Then you call back in and about an hour or so later and confirm that it was canceled. But that's going to be for the online firearms training portal. That's an additional class that's offered that was signed up for. Initially, you had the CCW certificate and the gun holster and the online firearms training portal. And then the online firearms training portal automatically renews. You called in and canceled and had the two charges for that refunded back to you. But you're calling about your CCW certificate today. How can I assist you with that?
That was $85. I didn't get refunded for that.
No, it sent you out the digital certificate as well as a packet to complete and submit to the State Department
Thank
of Police.
You. Mm-hmm. Just through the DOJ, right?
Well, it's going to be the State Department of Police where you return that packet, which they had sent you a questionnaire on your second email and a list of things that need to be returned, like a copy of your driver's license, a fingerprint card, and a money order for $100 with a stamped envelope so they could mail you the concealed carry permit back. That had to be submitted by December 31st, 2020.
To be honest with you, I didn't receive any of that stuff.
You didn't send the packet back to the State Department, sir?
As far as I know, I didn't get it.
Well, it goes out automatically. Well, no. See, the fingerprint card thing is something that the customer has to do. Like you have to go to the police station and have them do the fingerprints and put it in a manila envelope alongside your CCW certificate, print out that questionnaire. The questionnaire had things on there like, have you ever been in a sane asylum? Do you have a restraining order? Different things that they have, you know, rules against you getting a permit. And they ask those questions, you check the boxes, and you send them back alongside the copy of your ID and the card.
Wasn't that on the email?
Yes, it was in the email. You had two emails. The first one was going to be your payment receipt email. It had a PDF file for your CCW certificate. It had a login credential for your online firearms training portal, which is a username and password. And it had a receipt for your the universal gun holster. Then you had the second email that had the PDF file for the download of the questionnaire. And then it had the list of things that needed to be returned in that manila envelope back to the State Department of Police. You had to get the items together and get it submitted to the United States Postal Service by 11:59 on the 31st of December. Because they had a rules change later on in December that, you know, they stopped doing the online one. But if you did it prior to the 31st of December and had it postmarked, they would still process it and mail you your permit. So it just all depends on whether you got that sent back or not.
I don't have any idea what you're even. I got an idea, but I don't recall doing any of that. I got my holster for $29. That came right away. Correct?
Yeah, it does have. I don't think the tracking is any good anymore. It goes away after 90 days. But it does show a tracking on there, but you probably would have had a delivery on there if you received it.
Yeah, you got to do it carry permit now. I already spent the $85, and I've got the transaction number right here. I got it up, went back into my bank records. And did I get refunded $85?
No, sir. There was no refund on that. It was just a $19 charge that you called about in February.
Because that was a reoccurring, I think they were charging me monthly for that. And I don't, for firearms training or something. I'm a former Marine. I don't need firearms training.
Right. Well, it's offered before you submit the order. We offer that for customers who don't have a lot of experience with a handgun. You have the option of checking that box, you know, getting that class.
Right. And I remember watching the video online about gun safety, and I thought, well, that didn't teach me anything I don't already know.
Right.
So,
with the $85, at this point, it's non-refundable.
Right. All right.
Sorry about that.
All right, thank you. I wish I'd have never even dealt with this. Now I'm out $85. So.
Sorry about this, sir. All right, thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.